Hello, She Before Me family. Y'all still love me out there? I hope so. I know life has been so busy, but it does not mean that I have not had the opportunity to just reach out to women that I think will be so beautiful and dynamic for this platform. Okay, so we do have a lineup of women coming, dropping their stories. So blame me, because I'm out here in the streets trying to save the world, trying to do all these things, right? And I ain't got the time to be doing these. I do got time. I got to be more intentional for y'all. You guys have been supporting and I appreciate y'all. I still see people downloading, so I know that people are listening. And we're going to continue to rock with it, okay? I'm going to commit to myself to do better. All right. So each month you can anticipate at least one featured interview with, you know, an amazing woman, okay? So today, She Before Me podcast, y'all keep subscribing, keep listening, keep downloading, keep sharing. Okay, we're on all platforms you can think of, all right? But today, I have the special opportunity to interview one of my cousins who is just a trailblazer right now in the community. And I was just like, wow, she is really moving and grooving just as a mother, just as a community leader. In every space in the community, I see her dabbing in. Now she's running 5Ks and stuff. I'm like, who is this woman? Okay, let me get her on this podcast. So y'all give it up for Vanessa. Hey, boo.
Hi, Melo.
I was just on her podcast, and so I was just super excited about that. And I was like, you know what? We call her Nessa, but you know, I'm like, let me dive into Nessa real quick and see how she's moving. Even more on a deeper level. So I definitely appreciate you coming on and sharing your story today.
No problem. I had a question for you. Any feedback from that?
It was great. Okay. And I can definitely give you more thoughts offline or whatever. But love that you guys for sure are doing like the guy girl thing. Y'all doing the co-host, because women's perspective versus man perspective is just so different. Mm-hmm. Your questions, I felt like a little bit more deeper. His were just kind of like, hey, are you an earther? Or, well, you know, you're like, huh? you're like, tell me more about, you know. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay. So it was a good balance.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it was definitely a good balance. And the setup was beautiful. Like, I was just in awe. Like, they have this Bananas podcast. It's Bananas? Am I saying it right?
This is Bananas.
It's live on Facebook, y'all. Check it out. It's starring Roby, Jim Roby, and Vanessa Bobo. So, like, they doing a thing on there with live guests. And it's live, and I love that because it does give you the visual. They wine and dine you with a little, you know what I'm saying, a little drink in your cup, you know. and they're talking to, you know, community leaders and people in the community about their lives and stuff. So I really just appreciate the platform. So good job with that.
Thank you.
Let's dive in. Take me back to, and I usually start off with just wanting to know everyone's just childhood memories and different things like that. So I try to tap into that or whatever. Who would you say, I'm going to say, what was your fondest memory of, like, your fondest joyful memory with your mother growing up? What was your fondest, like, joyful memory? Like, you were like, I just remember this, like, it was a back of my hand.
Joyful?
Yeah.
Joyful. I would say.
I know. These questions are going to get deep, child. So you're going to have to. You got to take a minute.
I would say joyful. Like, back in the day when we used to live on Belmont in the townhome, we used to always take walks, like, back and forth to McDonald's. Like, it was just simple. Like, just us going to be greedy, get something to eat. But it was a long walk from Belmont to McDonald's.
And yeah. I'm like, where's McDonald's? Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one by the movies. And it was just always just me and her. And I would just say, I feel like that, like even now, it's kind of warming my heart thinking about it because it feels like now a walk is so simple. But
Yeah.
then that long walk and us just being us, it's never just us. It's always like Whitney and we just everybody in the house. But
You
I
had your
wouldn't
own
say that,
separate moment.
yeah, moment talking, and it was just felt like all attention on me for the
Okay.
moment.
Yeah. Well, were what were
Yeah,
some what
that's
were some of the
simple.
other like simple things that you felt like you needed, even though you have a brother and a sister, you're in this home together? Like what, you know, three for me, I feel like I tell people we're not. One kid seems like freedom. When you have two, it feels like you have four. So I can imagine when you have three, it may feel like six. And it's like, I'm stretching my time. I'm
Right.
stretching my time. But what do you feel
Right.
like you needed? Like, what other simple things did you need being in a household, having two other siblings?
Well, and because I was the youngest, I would say just more attention on me. Like Whitney was growing in high school, she was in sports and trying to pick out colleges and prom coming, graduation coming. So everything was on her. And so I was already graduating. He's about to have children. So all the attention was on him. So
Yeah.
I would say just more attention on me. Like school, I was trying to like follow my sister's footsteps of going to sports. So maybe people come to the games or I was in talent shows, you know, little stuff like that where it's like attention on me. Like if it's something that Vanessa got going on, we gonna attend it. We gonna, you know, focus and congratulate her in that moment.
Okay.
Like I felt like that a lot growing up. Like,
Yeah.
dang, okay, they doing their thing, me too.
Absolutely. And I think that's just for every kid, not even just being the last one,
Yeah.
just every kid being like, hey, do you love me? Like, can I get some
Yeah.
attention, some love? And I'm learning that as a mother too. It's just like sometimes you have your kids and they're so different, like personality-wise, it's so mind-blowing. So I can only imagine you dealing with multi-personality disorders in the home and then trying to figure out like, okay, what does each one need? Yeah, and so this is like the day and age where everybody's like really talking about, you know, this was my childhood trauma, right? And it could just be simple things as like, for me, I felt like there was a sense of emotional abandonment where I felt like even though my mom was very strong, she's always worked, we never went without. Like I look back and I'm like, wow, like that was powerful in itself, but I still feel like there wasn't enough I love yous or there wasn't enough hugs, there wasn't enough kisses and things like that. What was that for you? Like when you look back now, you're like, man, my trauma would be associated to this.
Yeah, I would say the same. It wasn't a lot of I love you, kisses, hugs. It was more of like the love was show. It was like tough love. It was like, I'm telling you this, I want you to do right because I love you. Like, you know, while raising your voice and pointing your finger. So it, a lot of that, it was emotional abandonment.
And so how did you like even going into like your early teenage years, like how did you handle some of that emotional abandonment? Like knowing that like, hey, I need this, you know, I know we all have those moments of like, you know, a turning point when we become a teen where it's all coming together and I pretty much this is how I'm gonna ride this out for now on. Like I'm about to just wild out or I'm about to separate or I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? So what was what was that moment for you?
I said I wanted to be different. So it was literally me pushing to be that. So like friendships, I was always the one that was like telling them like if we were really good friends and I felt strong about you and we had a good friendship, I love you. I'm constantly telling you that, like hanging up as a teenager in high school, would hang up the phone and be like, I love you, hang up, have plenty of relationships, you know, just trying to just figure out the love part and feel that emotional connection with someone outside of just like a regular friendship. And I was just always just trying to be that person. Like, I don't like that feeling, and I always wanted to push a good feeling on everybody else. You know, like I don't want other people to feel how I felt being abandoned, being around me, or feel like I don't love them. So I was always just trying to be different.
And so how did you pour that into your relationship with your mom? Like, were you overly like I love you, I love you, I love you? How was your relationship with her? In contrast to like maybe your friendships around you, because I think when we're teens, it's like we definitely grasp onto our friends, like we in the trenches together. Okay, we all share pretty much a similar trauma of like our parents are busy, they work in, they're hardcore mothers. Like you know, obviously my mom was definitely like a direct communicator, hardcore tough lover type of person. So how did you translate that into the relationship you had with your mom?
Resentment. I just was like, I felt like, how can't you do this when you tell me you love me, how you can't show me? So it was like, I felt like, and then I felt like the streets or the friends was giving me that love, and I would just feel so irritated or just mad at her. Just, why can't you be there for me? Why can't you show me that? So I just was, it was a very head button. We bumped heads a lot. I know I hear a lot, like teenagers, girls, especially girls, you know, with their moms, they always just have a tough relationship. But I feel like ours was, I was more outspoken. I was like telling her, like, no, you don't. Or, you know, like just being straightforward and being rude and just nasty as a kid towards my mother. And that turned our relationship like bad.
Was there a distinct moment you remember, like, of you guys kind of like having like button heads, and it was like one of the ones that stick out the most, where you were like, this particular event happened and we just, we went at it, or we got into an argument, or we fought, or we did whatever. Was there a particular moment in time where like you were like, man, this is me really battling my mother in this moment?
Because it goes into, she struggled with a lot, like with herself, you know, like she had her own struggles with addictions and the world. She lost her mother when she was at a young age. So a lot of that was like, it was like fire with fire, you know, like I would be mad at her because I'm like, you don't love me. And she's like, but my mother didn't love me. She didn't show me. So it's like passing down the trauma. So we was just butting heads because just disagreeing about everything. And it was like we was literally fighting because we disagreed about it. Like just couldn't get on the same page or even just like try to just sit down and just listen. Like, hey, you know, this is what I'm trying to tell you, or this is what, or let's, you know, actually move into the better direction. But as far as situation getting into it or just fighting, honestly, sis, it's been a lot because it would be times where, like, I remember moments where I would just like come home from school and she's already struggling with her own thing and she's mad at something else already. And now I'm mad because I just came home from school and I want to tell you something, or maybe it was a good day and now the energy, you know, people energy feeds off, and now I'm upset because you upset, and now we both just screaming at each other. It's been, I remember though one time a talent show. I said this earlier because I literally remember like this situation with my mom, of her being in the house, seeing us do the routine, me and my best friend working on the routine, trying to figure out how we gonna get it together for the talent show. And she cheering us on in the house, like, y'all got it, y'all gonna do great. Okay, maybe y'all should do it like that, giving advice and everything. It feel like a good moment because we don't have many of those of her being calm, and like cheering on, giving me that attention, showing me that, like, hey, look, I'm l looking at you right now. So with her doing that, it felt good. So the talent show comes up, nobody can make it. And that felt like, to me, that felt like trash. Like, that felt like you lied to me. Like, you said I was gonna do good and that I felt like everything was gonna be great for this. It's like I'm being a kid, so it sounds like you're being dramatic. I guess a talent show. But it was like that's a moment that I felt that we was gonna have together, and for nobody to be able to show up. I remember I had to walk home from Kimball to Getsemann. And I walk home every day, but it was like the feeling of, like, I remember the whole moment of being just upset because nobody made it. Now I gotta walk home after being excited from the talent show. I come in the house, you upset already about something else, but not understanding that it's a whole nother situation going on that I'm upset about. So, and I remember, like, we actually used to go at blows. We used to tussle because of situations like that, us just being so mad at each other and everything else, it would blow up and just be
But
a mess.
even, yeah, because even just carrying anger so much is heavy, it's heavy to be like every day there's despair, right? Like, because essentially, I saw this Dr. Thurman I follow on Instagram. She talks about that like anger is just nothing but deep despair, really. And I was just like, man, that's so true. And it's just so heavy to carry every day, you know. And as a child, you're not thinking about your, you know, your parents' drama or trauma of, you know, whatever. Like you're just like, I'm here and now. Like, but I feel you because, you know, I played a life of sports and it was just never family in the stands cheering, right? It's my friends, it's other people, mom, parents and stuff. And it was just really later in my adulthood where I was able to tell my dad that, like, hey, like that is like the deepest hurt ever when you feel like your parents are not even showing up for you in, you know, and your some of your most important moments, what and what feels like most important moments, right? Because showing up is free, you know, it has no cost. It's really just a desire, you know, of us wanting to support one another and stuff. So yeah, I definitely feel that. I definitely feel that. Is there it would but okay, so you're going back and forth with, you know, your mom, and again, she's dealing with what she's going through, you're dealing with what you're going through. But as you were maturing, was there ever a moment, even just in your teenage years, where you just felt like, I can calmly communicate how I feel to you, right? Like, 'cause I feel like we all have those moments where we feel like I'm mature enough to understand what's going on, right? But now that I have a voice somewhat, right? Like I'm feeling bold enough that I can express without you taking my head off, like, Mom, this is how I felt, or this is how I feel. Let's have a conversation. Was there ever a time where you were able to actually like communicate to say, hey, this is what I'm really truly feeling, you know? Did you ever have that time just in teenage years or even early adulthood?
No, ma'am. We've always the conversations we have is I don't know if it's personality or just what it is. I would try to explain what it is or what she's or even in that moment make of how she's making me feel and where it comes from, and she'll just dismiss it or may say like this is why this is why I've done it this way, the way that I've done it, and it always felt like to me excuses. But again, we don't know, like she's going through, like I said, she's going through what she's going through, and I don't know that feeling, so to be able to explain or let someone know like this is why I'm treating you this way, it just felt like excuses to me.
For sure. For sure. And then how did that, like, I know that tends to just create that void, right? So how did that affect you even in like early adulthood with navigating the love space, right? Because now it's like, you know, we think we've grown emotionally, but we're not. We're still walking in our traumas and trying to figure this out. And then we create, you know, these trauma bonds with people around us who are giving us some attention and things like that. So how did that translate? Was that for the good? Was that for the bad? Yeah. What did that look like?
Just looking for somebody to love, honestly. Like it always felt like that was the easiest thing to do. Like building a relationship with a female or a friendship, I'm sorry, with a female is like that comes natural. And then the one that you seek is the person that you like. So now that it just seemed easy. It's accessible. And I was just like seeing it around me, like, oh, people in love, they kiss, they hold, they touch hands, they look in each other in the eye, letting each other know what they like about that person. It
But
just
was
felt
that
easy
love?
to
But was
do.
that love? Was that how you got love when you like your first real relationship? Was it like everything, the movies and the, you know what I'm saying, the Disney princess? Like, was it that? And you're
Oh,
like,
no.
oh,
No.
yeah, right? So it's
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, I definitely realized that it was bullshit. I definitely realized that me doing that was just dumb. But I knew that's why though. Like what in my first boyfriend in high school, I knew I was looking for a boyfriend because I didn't feel it nowhere else or love nowhere else. I knew that. At that age, I knew that. And it didn't come until my son came where I was like, all of that was bullshit. That just felt like I was, because then now I love my son. Now the love was different where now it's like, oh, okay, I know this is the natural love. That was just me chasing for something that I knew was bullshit. And that's where the transition came where it was like, oh, okay, love is something more genuine and natural. Like I then it
Absolutely.
was a eye opener of what it could be, pretty much.
And so when you gain that understanding of like what the essence of love was, how did that change? Because I think as we evolve and we really refine what the word love is to us, and I scream this to the rooftop, like Bell Hooks has an amazing book called All About Love, and she talks like she digs from the root of like our own definitions and how we create this idea of that, right? So you have your son and your definition of love is evolving, and now love is defined in so many things. So in that moment, could you look back and be like, you know, by my mom doing XYZ, that was love? Or was it still like, nah, you did it wrong in some aspects, you know?
You did it wrong in some aspects. I felt like now me being a mother, it's a delivery thing. Like, a 2-year-old not gonna understand stuff that a 8-year-old will understand. But my mom never did baby talk with us. Like, she never did the kid talk with us. It was birds and the bees by the time we was walking. She told us information early, told us how to handle stuff. And me now as an adult, I can respect it because it did put, like, once I was in certain situations, I'm already seeing it through my mom's eyes of what she's already told me. So that was cool to feel that, but it was like, but dang, as a kid, you made me feel different. It was like, dang, you could have did it different. And still as a parent, I still carry the same thing of I want to be different. So when I do deliver information to my kids, I kind of look at them like, who I'm talking to? Can you understand what I'm saying when I'm saying it?
When
Like,
I'm bringing it to your level. Yeah, and I look back too, and I'm just like, wow, you know, there are certain things that I did value. I didn't see the value in it then, but I see what the love was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And so then for me, that shifts my perspective of my mom totally. Right? Because it's not, I'm grown now. I've defined love for myself. Now I can go back and say, you know what? Although back then it hurt or it felt like this or it felt like, you know, it felt like abandonment and it felt like separation and it felt like loneliness, I can say that these actions were just a pursuit of you showing, trying to show me that love. Did you feel like that with your mom now?
She it was she was going through survival. She was, again, going through her own thing and was trying to prevent it from us, pretty much. Didn't want us to experience any of the bad that she had to go through. And how it just transitions to me being a parent, I respect that. Like, I love that she was protecting us, and I'm like, that was her, maybe that was her love language, maybe that was her, that's her way of showing that she loved. And it took
Absolutely.
me just forever to realize that, though.
And so, what would you say, or even who was like the motherly? Did you get that from anywhere? Because I feel like my friend has a saying about like, hey, I was raised by the universe. Like God purposely put other people around me as figures to kind of look up to or show me pieces of love. Was there any figures around you or you felt like, oh, this was like a motherly person that showed me or gave me what I needed back then?
No, it was like, I agree with it was the universe putting people in my life. Because it wasn't just women. Like, my grandfather was around when I was young, and he was the I love you, give me a hug, sit you down, let me tell you something softly. Like, he was the one who did all of that. So that's where I used to like run to when I needed that soft spot. And then it was like, oh, he was married, so his wife is there. So she also was like, a picture of him, I'm sorry, a reflection of him. So she was there to be able to do that also, but he was the one, the soft spot. And then I had a best friend that lived down the street from us on Belmont. And I was always at their house, and she had a mom and dad in the house. And I used to go there all the time to just get that family. And just like Winnie was in high school, so she's either at a game or she's at the meeting club. I forgot what it's called, but she's either there or doing something else. And she's 5 years older than me, so our age group gap was different. So she was barely home, so I had to find friends. And when I had a best friend and she her house was all her brothers and sisters there and her mama and daddy, I was over there. And they taught me a lot. Like they taught me, like I think about it to this day, like how to answer the phone, or when you call in somebody's house, you say, "May I speak to?" Like, not, "Is Brittany there?" You know, like little stuff like that. Like they taught me like little stuff like that and just put stuff in my life that I still use to this day. So it's just it was I agree. It's with the universe just putting people in my life of being to help me at the time, pretty much, I guess.
Absolutely. And this is because I feel like I have moments of this where I feel like, ooh, that didn't feel good. And it reminds me of my mom, right? As I'm parenting. Do you fear of becoming her? And then are there moments where you feel like, ooh, when I do this, it reminds me of my mom in some like the bad ways that I don't want to evolve into?
Yeah, the yelling, like when my kids get in trouble, like my oldest son, he 11, when he get in trouble, and I just like be mad because I feel like I've taught you better than this, like you should know better. So I would immediately start yelling, and once I realized like you're not getting nowhere, like this not gonna go nowhere, so I would backtrack, and then I will explain to him, like, I know this is backwards, but can you explain to me what happened? Like, then I'll take a step back, like, I don't like that. And that's where it comes from. Like I said, the delivery was just so raw, raw. I was like, I can't hear that. As a kid, I can't translate what you're really trying to say to me. So I just try to learn, like, I'm still learning, like, how to get the message out to him clearly so he understand. Like I'll even stop and be like, "Do you understand that? Do you hear what I'm saying, or do you need me to explain it to you another way?" Because
Absolutely.
and that's where I would take a step back and be like, "Yeah, my that way that my mom like, and I know that feeling like as a mom yelling at you because yeah, I love you and you should know better and I want you to do better, but that delivery or the actions that I'm taking for you to do it ain't working." Like we
Yeah, it
can't
was.
even do whoopings. That's such a drama for me. Like I don't even want to put my hands on you because I can't do that. Like because I know how, as a kid, vice versa, how you would feel with your mother doing that to you.
Oh man, super reminds me of, the moments of having with my daughters and stuff. It definitely was the yelling and the instant anger, and I just remember there was a moment when Sanai had did something and I was just telling a friend and I was crying to them, like, I do not want to turn into my mom. Like, I don't want to be this person. You know what I'm saying? And it was really because I hadn't dealt with my own personal like hurt behind like always being like the one that being yelled at and always feeling like I'm can do never do nothing right type stuff or whatever. But even then, like, I just remember going to Sanai, my oldest, and just crying to her and being like, hey, I don't have a book on motherhood and how I'm supposed to be doing this, right? Like I'm literally an evolving person. But I know this is not the person I want to be, right? And I said, at the end of the day, I don't even want to micromanage you as a parent, right? Like, because I'm teaching you how to be a good person. I'm teaching you life skills. I'm teaching you love. I'm teaching you all these things. And it's like you have to be like cognizant of that too. So your actions are gonna demonstrate whether you understand or not. So you
Literally.
wilding, you know what I'm saying? That tells me
Literally.
that you like something is going wrong because if you're thinking that this is okay. So I mean, I remember it just being like this in-depth conversation with her, and I'm crying to her, like, please, like, I don't want to hurt you, okay? I don't want to put my hands on you, ma'am. I need you to get your life together, And she was again a good kid, but just doing stuff. Just doing crazy stuff or whatever. And even just for me to like not yell over spilled milk type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like maybe that was a sense of inner control of like, trying to control every outcome of whatever these kids do is like, this is gonna drive me crazy. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be mad every time a kid do something that's the kids do. Like, I'm just not.
Yeah, for
So then
real.
I had to like
For
invent like the three strike rule. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you're getting closer and closer to an ass whooping. Like,
real.
so
We kind of got like a list of like this stuff that I don't care about. This is the stuff I do care about. Like, just don't he just be trying to make fun of somebody or do like little dumb stuff, and it's like, but then we'll lie about it. So I care more about you lying about it than I do about you trying to
Yes.
make fun of
Oh
somebody. So
my
it's like,
gosh. I just
oh,
and
damn.
now my daughter's like, I gotta tell you something, but am I gonna get in trouble for it? Probably, ma'am. Probably. But I appreciate your honesty
Same.
more than anything in this world. But sometimes she'll be talking about people like, well, you said not to lie. I'm like,
Right.
but what you're saying is very facts.
Right.
That person does have a big back. But we don't tell them that. Like, we don't.
Right.
Some things you just don't say, ma'am.
Right.
Okay. She's like, but wouldn't that be lying? So then it becomes this whole other spiral of like, okay, now I gotta break this down. Like, how do you
Right.
stop roasting everybody? Like, please stop.
Right, I'll be like, this is how you do it. Like, and then
Right.
I'm like, then you got caught, so that means you was doing too much. Like,
Yes.
dang,
Yes. I'm like,
too
okay.
loud.
Absolutely. But it's us evolving as like, and just having that sense of awareness, right? So you have your son and you're evolving into this woman where you're trying to just do things different or whatever. Like, what are some other things that you feel like as I'm going into my womanhood and even motherhood that that helped you kind of shift and evolve as a woman, just taking in everything you learned from your own mom, women around you, all that good stuff.
I would say just showing up for others, for family, showing up for myself. I say because like my mom just did a lot of, she showed up for others by working hard. Like that was her thing of being like, I'm providing. So me showing up to work, me coming home cooking, that's the show up you're gonna get, and me realizing like it's more than that, than just to provide, than to just be in a relationship and just hold hands and kiss. It's more in depth than that, than to have a child and feed them and clothe them. It's more in depth than that. Like you have to be there for people through everything. So I feel like that's like me now as a woman, like saying that just feels so different. Like, because I'm 31, and it's like you are a woman, and I'm like learning a lot, like about myself and just the world and just where I want to be and how I feel in this environment. So, and the common ground is just showing up. Like at first, I used to say it's networking. We had this conversation on the pod where I was like, because I was just chasing the money, and that I was getting it from my mom. Like she's a hustler. She's gonna get the money. She's gonna make sure that everything paid and everything fed. So I was chasing that for so long, and that just that mindset and just change, just shifting it by saying that I'm showing up because I genuinely do care. Like being in the community and making everything better for my kids when they out here doing it on their own is really the goal.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really my goal. So, and that's where I get like showing up for myself, because they're like, my mom didn't have many hobbies. I didn't really see her doing like crochet or going somewhere, having a class. Like her hobbies was us. Like she was home with us. So showing up for myself, making sure that I have something that I like to do that keeps me happy, because then again, it falls back to, so then I'm not angry about stuff that I'm just going through and struggling, and I have that release for myself to be able to be there for everybody else yet again
Absolutely.
to show up.
Yeah, that's a huge one. That's a huge one. So showing up is definitely important. I feel like there's this wave of people just kind of dealing with a lot of like their past trauma and stuff like that. Has it been like anything specifically, not just like, besides showing up, which is awesome, right? But like, has there been any other ways where you feel like you've dealt with your past? Maybe it's further communication with your mom, maybe it's therapy, maybe it's things that you're doing outside of that, anything that's just kind of like, this is how I'm really digging in to make sure that like the deepest part of me is just more clarity there. You know, there's more peace there. There's more
Right.
wholeness there, you know, type of thing. Anything that you do specifically for yourself in that capacity to kind of help you like just kind of heal, you know, or be better or help you evolve.
Not anything physically. It's all been letting go.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Eee, I'm crying. Is
Oh. That's a big one. Because I just feel like, you know, the surrendering part is just so essential, right? To just kind of clearing that space. Because we do hang on to a lot of this stuff for a lifetime. You know, and there's still, I feel like even last week I was triggered and like things were just rushing up. It was rushing up and I'm like, why am I being so triggered by this? And it was about showing up, you know, and that's why I brought up that whole
Yeah.
like I didn't have people show up for me like that. I wanted to show up. Like I had people show up, but it wasn't like my mom or my dad. And that rushed me.
Right.
That rushed me so hard. And it was just like, wow, I really have not let this go. Like, I really have still been hanging on to it subconsciously. In my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah,
Right.
I don't care. Like,
Same.
ah, it's over with, you know? But
Same.
even then, you
Because I
have
call
these.
myself just. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was
I'm
just going to
sorry.
say, like, I just sometimes it just hits you like, man, thinking about it or even going through life, you're like, whoo, why has this hit me so hard? It's like, man, I didn't think I needed to still kind of let some of this go. I didn't know if I really needed to, you know. So I went home and just kind of cried it out. And I was just telling my daughter like how much it affected me as a kid, you know, and that was part of my letting go, really, you know.
Right. I
And
know I
why.
definitely need to tap into something physically or just like at least have a conversation. Like
Yeah.
I feel like that's key. Like she probably we haven't really dug on like how you make me feel type conversation and since I was a kid. And
Yeah.
it's just always been just everything tension build up, build up, build up, build
Yeah.
up. And we just both just carrying this animosity towards each other from for the lifetime.
Yeah.
But as of
Yeah.
recently I caught myself doing that. And I'm like, I'm not even upset for real. I'm just
Right.
like, it's just the tension of everything else. Like of
Yeah.
stuff that I can't even think of.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
don't even know where it's coming from. So
Absolutely.
and then like how we just said, it was just me realizing it was the survival. It was like the love was there. It's just how she provided it.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it
And
was
some
just me understanding and just being like, I
sure.
gotta let that go. She did that
Yeah.
because that's how she probably was taught. That's
Yeah.
how she wanted to do it, and that's how she wanted
Absolutely.
to get the message across. So,
Yeah.
and I knew where the message was coming from.
Yeah.
I just let it go.
Yeah. We definitely have to have a level of empathy in that. But I feel like, and it's just even interviewing folks, you know, some people have decided to forgive. You know, but the forgiveness is never for the other person. It's always for you, right? And so it's just more like some people have chosen to go have that conversation with their mom. Some people say, no, I'm Gucci. Like I feel like I've cleared the space enough, you know. But I still encourage folks to just like have the conversation too. Sometimes it's just about like letting it out. I think my approach to my mom was in the it was in the because for me, I try to deliver any and everything with from a place of love and understanding, right? So I have this empathy. The empathy is not to victimize myself, right? It's really not even to victimize you. You know what I'm saying? To like say, hey, you know, I know you're going through this. So it's not even to give me like this space to like make you feel like a victim in the matter, but it's really just a release. It's really just a release. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I feel like just being able to give that conversation back to our parents too, to say, hey, you know, this is truly how I felt in the moment. You know what I mean? Like growing up, this is what I needed. This is what I felt like was missing. However, it does not negate the fact that you've done XYZ. And we've cried about it. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, yes, I can say we were protected. We never went without food. My mom cooked a meal every single day. We didn't jump house to house. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like a bunch of ways that I had to give back to her to reaffirm that, like, hey, you, in this way, you were a good mother. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean that it was done in a way that supported me, right? In your eyes, it's like
Right.
I'm being a great mom by doing all these things. But there's so many things that we miss out in that space, especially with the emotional intelligence of where our kids are and how we need to be hyper vigilant about that. Like one kid I know, Sonora, I can yell at her and she just be like, eh, you know what I'm saying? Sanai, I raise my voice at her and she's tearing up. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, okay, this is the type of child I know that I can get further with her by doing XYZ versus this one. I may have to get in her butt a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
But I
That's
can only
real.
imagine, like obviously, like you say, I love the word you said. You said, you know, my mom was in survival mode. And I think that like tears away, you know, from that emotional attachment to. And just like you said, those fondest memories, oh, it just warms my heart, makes me cry too. Like I used to take baths with my mom. She'd be like, come wash my back. Or like she'd be like, come lay with me, like in the bed, you know. And she wanted us to touch her, like not too close, but give me a little leg, you know. And I have that
Right.
where I'm like, yo, Negro, don't get too close. I'm hot. Just give me a little leg. I'm straight. Like that's love for me. That's enough love for me right there. But yeah, like overall I just feel like, you know, take those moments, really think about what you still need, you know, because that was going to be my question too, is just like, have you revisited that conversation or do you even desire to?
For a while, I used to be like, I don't care to. I'm like, I'm good. My mind made up. I know how I'm going to carry out this relationship. It was just like that. But like I said, so recently, it just still felt like too much on me. It felt like too much work to just be just upset still or even carry it. So I let it go. But I feel like we both like came to a point where, and I couldn't tell you where the transition was, where it was, or how it happened, but like when me letting it go, it felt like she let it go, because now I get the support, I get the show up, I get the phone calls, I love you, and I'm checking up on you. I get those now. So I don't know if that was, I don't know where it came from on her end. I don't know if it was like the universe just like, y'all both just tripping. Like, let it go. 'Cause we haven't had the just look at me, look at you, and let's talk about it. We haven't had that. We haven't. It's always still like, till recent, like maybe a year now, it's been good, you know, like where we just show up for each other and have those conversations and just talk, like have a real relationship. I couldn't tell you where the turning point went, though.
Do you think it has anything to do with her own personal some of it is just like the grandkids themselves, right? Like Mugs be acting real different around these grandkids, okay? Okay,
They
I put it to
do.
my mom,
They
like if I don't get my damn Easter basket, it's gonna be a problem, okay?
No,
You know what
for
I'm saying?
real.
Forget these kids and think about your own kids, you know what I'm saying? So
Didn't think about that.
I feel like sometimes there's just like this empathetic approach that comes out of their soul when they see these new babies, right? And now it's just like a new nurturing that happens in their like inner spirit or something, because now it even she'll be like, I just called to say I love you, like pick up the phone. And I'm like, who is this? Who the what you over there drinking again? You know, because I'm just like, it's weird to me.
Who you
Now when,
around,
you know, I'll sit on my mom's lap, I'll hug her on her, I'll kiss on her and all that stuff. Like we are the most loving, you know, saying to each other now. She still get on my nerves sometimes, and I know that's still some of her own trauma type stuff about, you know, different situations. But for the most part, I'm like, what happened to you? And I feel like it really could be just these kids. Like the grandbabies then came and just stole their heart, and they realized, dang, I probably should be nice to my kids, you know.
But she definitely gives me my flowers on me being a good mother. And I've seen her, like me being a mom, like disciplining my kids or something, and her smiling, like, look at my baby being a good mom. Like, I know that warms her heart, and I'm sure that probably just melted it, just having grandkids now, and now her little baby is a mom, and just seeing me be great, you
Absolutely.
know?
Absolutely. And that's why I said sometimes, like, sometimes when we circle back, it's just a whole different, it's just a whole different safer space, you know? It's just like I'm not even pointing fingers at you, but I do want to let you know, if you decide to. But I'm just saying sometimes people, when we circle back and have those conversations, they're just more meaningful, they're more understanding, they're more empathetic, It's coming from a safer space. We're not attacking each other
Yeah.
type thing. But they do. They definitely flip the script for real, for real. Around
Yeah.
these kids. So I'm just wondering. But yeah, what type of mother do you want to be? What type of space do you want to create for your kids that I know we touched on some of the stuff, but like I tell everybody, there's no blueprint to being a mom, Like your kids are different. Y'all have it's just like genetics. Everybody's different. So what is it that you want to who you want to evolve into as a mother? Like, what do you want to give your kids? What type of space do you want to provide for them? Provide to them. What type of space
The
do you want?
world, the world is theirs. Like, it's just, I just want to provide an open space. I want them to be, because, like, I would ask my son, like, when he does lie to me about stuff that happened at school, like when he got in trouble, and I would ask him, do you not trust me with the truth? So I want to build the trust. Like, if you don't trust me with what's going to happen, or with telling me what's the real, it's like that
How
takes
can
me
I
to
support you?
another space. Yeah, that takes me to another space where how can I help you get through this? So just the open space, the honest space, just for them to come to me about any and everything. Like,
Yeah, I told Nora once, I said, I would die for you,
right.
And she was
I
like,
told him.
"What?" And I'm just
What
like,
I told
I said,
him,
I will fight kids for you. Do you know understand that? Like, so I need you to know that like I'm on your side, all right?
oh my
So don't lie to
God.
me. Don't lie to me, 'cause I'm your superhero. I want to be your superwoman. Like, I'm gonna swoop in and jack some people up for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was just like, but
For
now she'll tell me everything, child. I'm just like, not
real.
too much now, not too much.
Right. See, and then that's what I want. Like, I just want him to be just open and honest and just feel
Sure,
comfortable. Like, I don't want
absolutely.
him to feel like
Yes.
if I tell her, she gonna say this. Like, I don't want him to think
Exactly.
that it's already pre-planned. That it's
Right.
like, no, come to me, let's have a conversation and let's get through it. Like, even when
Yeah.
I told Marion, I was like, I told him I would kill somebody for you. His eyes were so big. I was like,
Yes,
dude, like, you
yes.
don't understand.
You mine.
Like,
Yes,
what?
yes.
I had that snap on a kid one time. They got into it in front of the house, punched my baby all in the stomach, like kicked them, like did the most. And so I had a snap on the kid. He bigger than him, older than
Yes, me
him.
too,
Like,
girl.
just was a wild situation.
I ran over to
Marion
the
was
park and
like
told
looking at
them,
me like, wow.
I went to that park and said, tell your mama to meet me at the park right now. Go get your mom,
Yeah.
tell them to come back. They were like, we didn't, we didn't.
Literally.
I said, I wish you would talk to my baby again. I have zero problems with checking other people's kids. I won't touch them,
Me either.
but I definitely would
Me either.
check them in the name of my child, types. I
Yeah.
gotta do better. I'm gonna do better. I'm really, it was delivered with love, y'all, for real.
Well,
I
I
was like,
say
but
that,
tell your mama to meet me. 'Cause kid, yeah, your love for your kids will take you to a whole nother level, child.
yeah. And then when they realize that, they like, oh my gosh, she does. Like, I've been trying to tell you. Been trying to tell you, trying to hold you down, let you know that the love is there, and they just
Oh my God.
crazy.
I love that though. I
Crazy.
definitely see very active. Vanessa's in the community. She's always encouraging folks to come, collaborate, come together, spreading the love, supporting. And so I'm like, I definitely, I'm seeing you. I'm watching you, do your thing out here. You're always with your kids. You're always at functions and doing stuff with them. So I really love that and value that, which speaks a lot to just the evolution of just like where you are as a woman and where you want to be and, as far as motherhood and stuff, because that showing up piece is definitely essential. But even in closing, like what advice would you give to people who still maybe still hanging on to some of that trauma when it comes to the relationship with their mom, or how to push through it, how to address it, how to bring yourself out of it? Like, what advice would you give?
It sounds easier said than done, but I let it go. I hate to even say it sometimes though, because then it's like some people can't,
But
everybody
what is that
deals.
when you say let it go? Like, what truly does that mean? Like, what does the letting go process for you look like?
Understanding why it happened, or understanding the reason why we went through, or just being like, that was the past. It happened because it happened, or maybe someone can't even remember why they did it to you, but all the while, that one event caused you to hold on to it forever, you know? So it's like, for me, it was just like, okay, it was long ago. You know, she, everything of what, of how our relationship is now really fueled from what it was like as a kid.
Awesome.
We just, tension on tension, just building on onto each other, just trying to get it out.
Yeah, for sure.
But I would also, like you said, I definitely would take your advice of having the conversation. I
Sure.
definitely would love to do that, of just looking at each other and just being like, hey, you know, this is, as of today, this is how I feel, and I'm a problem solver. I want to know, like, what are we going to do to
So,
improve moving forward?
yes,
Like,
absolutely.
how are we going to literally walk in those shoes and move forward?
And just keep, I just feel like because they never really had those words of affirmation, right? Like they say to say, too good and then the bad type situation. So, just because I had to pour on my mom a lot before I set her up to be like, listen now, wench, all right? You can't be, we're not doing this, right? Like, hey, I love the way you're doing this and I love, this is what I love. You have to build them up to make it a safer space, especially for that generation who never really had that. Like they just never had it. They never had the full support. They never had words of affirmation, never had the love, the kisses. They're coming from big households. They're forgotten, feel like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just so much more deeper rooted trauma, that was carried over into how they raised us. And I feel like we just gotta, as humanity in a whole, especially just discovering how many, so many women have kind of detached relationships with their mom. It's just like, how do we heal that part of us even as we grow into women, and mothers ourselves, and how we enter dating spaces and how we enter workspaces, how we enter a lot of spaces really is dictated on this relationship, you know what I'm saying? So,
And I want to say, I will also think the somebody got to be the bigger person, you know, like sometimes somebody got to guide the ship. Because it came to a point where it was like, I'm getting angry at her for not showing up for things for me. And she's like, well, when I want to do this or do this, you don't show up for me. And it was like, okay, you know, you're right at the end of the day. So I'm hearing this and I'm like, okay, well, if you want to go to lunch, I'll call her. Let me be the bigger person and be like, okay, let's go do this together. Let's go do this. Let's, you know, let when is this going to happen? Let me be there for you.
Absolutely.
Sometimes somebody got to be the bigger person and just guide
Absolutely.
the
Got to. You right. You right. Wow, that's
ship.
awesome. That's so awesome. Oh man. Thank you so much. And what I sat back and was like, wow, this is my little cousin, but like, I know we a generation apart, but I was like, I don't really know too much of her story, too much, you know what I'm saying? Surface level family stuff, but just from what I see as you now, and again, I can just keep echoing it. I'm like, I'm super proud of who you are, and I'm glad that even just to see you on the platform is awesome. Just to be co-hosting and doing what you love, making time for you, like being invested in you, which is a lot because even in the mother space, like we don't want to get ourselves forgotten. We don't want to be forgotten in the motherhood space, So that's a huge feat on its own. It's like, who am I still as a mom? Yes, I know I'm all these things, but how do I still take care of Vanessa? How do I still aspire? How does Vanessa still aspire to do what she wants to do outside of these kids? So that's awesome. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on the show. Y'all look for this episode. Where can people follow you?
I'm everywhere. Vanessa Bobo on Facebook and Nessa Bobo on IG, Twitter, TikTok. Follow me.
Yes. Tune in to our podcast, y'all. They have some great I actually I'm halfway through Wheaties episode, so I'm watching. So
Oh,
I
yeah, we
check
were
in.
friends.
I'm checking in. But no, I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you
Bye.
too. Bye.